This is the playbook.
You always have an adaptable routine. Like, as disciplined and consistent that you are, you have this idea that it's an adaptable routine and I'm going to have an adaptable system that allows me to go to the movies for 4 hours. Where other people that get into this disciplined, consistent, persistent behavior, they feel like I have to do this 25%, 25%, 25%, and you have work, life, and
health.
But it's not 33, 33, and 33% of your day.
Yeah, and look, think about this too. I've designed balance with purpose, right? I have Wednesday day breakfast with my wife. I have Thursday movie nights. I have Sunday early dinners. I have committed to I will only execute anything outside of my family inside a certain time framework. It's not enough, right? Because you can't live. Life doesn't happen inside this perfect structure, right? Like, it just doesn't. Right. And guess what? It's the foundation of balance, but life is not set inside your calendar. Like, at the end of the day, it's still how you're feeling, how everyone's feeling. And these are all optimizing, like, the energy of my family, of my time, and my balance done with purpose. But I still have to make everything deeply adaptive based off of how I'm feeling. Because think about it, like, it's not necessarily some sort of tragedy that'll suck the life out of you. It is one big decision, one thing out of nowhere that now you have to deal with that is still part of the joy of your life and your ambition and what you actually want to accomplish, but it's now taking so much energy from you to make a decision. And, or God, in the worst way, when you're waiting on something else, somebody else to decide something for you, it's hard to, like, continue that pursuit forward when you're waiting on somebody else's sort of answer, something to happen inside it. So it's that you're still this living amoeba, but you've got to do your best to make sure your foundation is always set and then be agile around your foundation. And because what does happen is, you know, I get up at 4:30 most days, right? And I started getting up at 4:30 instead of 5 because that little extra half hour, boy, what did it give me? So much. We know as two guys that get up really early every single day. And look, it's 7 days a week. It's not, I don't have, like, weekends. I spend more time with my family and more balance, less work on the weekends, but I still, I don't ever want to break out of that rhythm. It's an operating manual to my life. And it's my rhythm of my entire life. And I've automated so much of it so that in those precious hours I have, I get to do the things that give me energy.